This is Ozarks at Large. GOP gubernatorial candidate Asa Hutchinson is a former congressman, federal prosecutor, and deputy director of Homeland Security in the post-9/11 era. Asa Hutchinson is a known commodity in Arkansas politics, having run for statewide office three times, most recently in 2006 for governor. He's the frontrunner for the GOP nomination this year, and to some, he may be the frontrunner to win the general election. He has his supporters, he has his detractors. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently spent some time with him on the campaign trail to get a feel for how Asa is playing in Arkansas.
Politicians, they shake hands, work the crowds, and ask for votes at events like this Razorback Booster Club in Saline County. They even kiss babies, or at least high-five them.
All right, go Hogs!
Asa Hutchinson is making his second run for Arkansas governor, having lost in 2006 to term-limited Governor Mike Beebe. Hutchinson is the perceived Republican frontrunner, though he faces a challenge from Tea Party favorite Curtis Coleman, a former businessman and church choir director from North Little Rock.
Well, first of all, Asa Hutchinson, thank you for sitting down with us. Let's begin with, you got a primary opponent, Curtis Coleman, your only challenger in the Republican Party primary. Do you feel like there's a danger that if you don't overperform in the primary, that there's going to be this tag that there's an enthusiasm gap for the Republican nominee? And I'm assuming that you're going to win because I think you're the front runner at this time.
Well, one, we're not taking the Republican primary for granted. We're campaigning very hard with our county organizations, even with the Tea Party is an important element of the vote in the Republican primary. So we're going to all of these venues, competing hard, not taking it for granted. You know, in terms of expectations, I just want to win the primary, and I think that's all people look at. Whenever, you know, my opponent's been out there for probably 2 years before I ever got out there. He's been campaigning, and so a well-known figure in Republican circles. And so we're taking it very seriously, and we're just going to campaign extraordinarily hard.
50% plus one is going to be okay with you.
That's what I consider a victory, and will give us momentum going into November.
Last week, Hutchinson and the probable Democratic nominee, Mike Ross, had one of their more heated campaign exchanges so far. Ross received the endorsement of the largest teachers union in the state, the Arkansas Education Association. A spokesman for Hutchinson quickly shot down the endorsement and called Ross part of a liberal agenda from a left-leaning organization.
The Arkansas Education Association endorsed Mike Ross in the governor's race. One of your spokesmen said that in this case, he's joined with the National Teachers Union who put their liberal ideas ahead of our kids. Do you stand by that statement? Because you got some criticism from the Ross campaign for not disavowing that statement.
Well, of course, we're not disavowing the statement. Whenever you look at the NEA, the National Teachers Organization, the National Union, they have supported Obamacare. They've been advocates of the Democrat majority in Congress, including Mike Ross. They've been team players. So, of course, we're not surprised that the union would endorse Mike Ross. Now, Mike Ross tries to equate the union with all the teachers in Arkansas, and, of course, that's wrong. We have tremendous support among the teachers, and my sister's was a public school teacher. My kids graduated from the public schools. So, I'm an advocate for teachers. They're going to be the solution to education problems in Arkansas. The unions is somebody that we know is on the Democrat side. It's going to be endorsing Mike Ross, and he has had union support all the time that he's been in Congress.
You interviewed with the AEA, though, didn't you?
Well, I met with them, and that's just like the AFL-CIO. Okay. The AFL-CIO is going to endorse Mike Ross. They haven't announced that yet, but they're going to. But if they invite me to meet with them, then I'm happy to do so. And it's the same thing with the AAA. I believe in meeting with political adversaries because you learn from them. They're part of the political operations in Arkansas. So absolutely, I'll meet with them. Just didn't expect their endorsement. Didn't seek it.
Hutchinson has proposed more computer science teaching in public schools as a way to boost job prospects for the future. He's also advocated a middle-class tax cut, but says totally eliminating the income tax is likely unrealistic. He has, however, come around to a stronger position on the private option, the controversial health insurance program that has divided Republicans, who had a hand in crafting it with Democratic Governor Mike Beebe.
Now the dust has settled, We know that they have funded the private option. We know that there's not any short-term budgetary impacts on it. And so in 2015, just like Kim Hammer said, who changed his vote from a no to a yes, he said, now we're going to see if it works. And so I view this as a pilot project. In fact, it'll be a smaller pilot project with the limitations on the marketing aspect of it. And a pilot project is right because we're going to see what's the long-term cost. We're going to be able to get an idea on the insurance premiums and whether they fix with their predictions. We're going to see the benefit to the rural hospitals. And so at that time, then we'll be able to make a decision, is this the right path for the future? And so those are all the criteria that I will evaluate in 2015. Long-term cost, benefits that we're getting, and also I would say that you can expect from me continued efforts at reform. The private option was a start. The whole design is reform. You can expect more reform of the private option and our health care policy in Arkansas to make it unique to this state, make it work for this state. And a key criteria for me is I want incentives for people to work and not incentives for people not to work. And I want to make sure that all of the benefits of this state are that enticing for people to say, hey, I'm going to be better off by working.
Tell me a little bit about some potential reform ideas that you may have in your mind for the private option. I've talked to a number of legislators who talk about health savings accounts being more instituted, co-pays. I have talked to some legislators who don't like the amendments that were put on to restrict the navigators and the promotion of the program. What do you have in mind for potential changes, potential reforms?
Well, in terms of the health savings accounts, that's another thing we're waiting on for the federal government to grant the waiver to see if that can be implemented in Arkansas, which is a key waiver. And I'm actually hopeful because I believe in health savings accounts. I actually have one myself. I'm a little skeptical as to whether those on the that qualify for the private option will move that direction because it takes some money and some effort to do that.
But, and is it complicated as well, or is it?
It's not that complicated, but it takes some guidance and to get it done. But also it takes cash. I mean, you're looking at private option for those that are on marginal incomes or are not high income individuals, and so their cash flow is strained. You have to have a cash flow capability to put a health savings account into place. So let's look at that. Let's see if it works, if they grant the waiver. Obviously, that's a good reform to look at.
But for now, you're supportive of the private option as the policy of the state of Arkansas because it is the law of the land and it has been funded.
Oh, sure. It's the law. And our legislature, by two-thirds or three-fourths vote, approved it. And so the debate has ended for now. But the debate will continue. And so I support the pilot project that you see in place now, and we want to see how it works. And I will evaluate it just like all the other legislators will in terms of what's the long-term cost impact and what's the benefit we're getting from this state, and does it promote work and encouragement to work in our society.
That was Roby Brock talking to GOP gubernatorial candidate Asa Hutchinson. Roby will be traveling with Democrat candidate Mike Ross, as well as with gubernatorial challengers Curtis Coleman and Lynette Bryant in the weeks to come. For more, you can visit talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.